Okay, Lakut Teira, my modern of Sukkah is page 158. Says the Shaftim, my Mesasim, Imani, are you sure? They should draw water. This speaks about the pouring of the water, the Nitzchamayim. So it says they should draw water with joy, Imani, are you sure, from the wells of salvation. He says, Hine, B'chol Hashana, Yinayin Nitzach Yayin Agabi Mizbeach. A whole year they poured wine on the Mizbeach, which was called Nisach HaYayin. And that's mentioned openly in Chumash in many places about pouring wine on the Mizbeach. I mean, a lot of times. And in addition to that, not instead, but in addition to that, they also poured water on the Mizbeach for the 7 days of Sukkot. And that has halacha l'meishim b'Sinai. That is einam afurish behedya b'terush b'ksav. It's not openly mentioned in Chumash to pour water on the mizbeach. Rak rabbanan asmucho akra, because one pasuk has an extra mem and another has a yud and a mem. So they say it's alluded to in the pasuk to have mayim, but it doesn't say clearly in the Chumash pour water on the mizbeach. Shiv es mayim ayu b'simcha gedela. And yet, the Shiva Samayim, the pouring of the drawing of the water, was Besim Chagdailam. Like it says, Veshavta Mayim Besas, and the Gemara explains in the fourth parak of Sukkah. In the beginning of the fifth parak, Yesh Lahav and Atam Lame Enam Mavodish B'Teresh Shabbat. Why isn't it mentioned in Teresh Shabbat? It was such a great Simcha. The greatest Simcha was Simcha Beis HaSheva, the Gemara says. So, if that's what the Torah wants, why isn't the men? Why did I have to learn it out? Halacha Mishim Sinai with extra letters and so on. First, we need to understand what the pouring of the wine was. Then we can understand the difference. It says, are you stopping my grapes? Samasamech alokim v'amenoshim, that makes God and people happy. Supposedly, it basically says that Tirash grapes make Hashem happy and people happy. Why? Because it's known the bino is aim abanim here simcha. If you say in halal aim abanim smecha, so Chassidus explained aim is bino, chokhmah is av. Bina is aim, and that makes you happy. What is simcha? Simcha, when you're happy, you're just revealing an inner trait. It's like you're in a good mood, so it comes out in a way of simcha. Therefore, that level of simcha comes from bina. When he understands the depths of chokhmah, when you understand it properly, then you'll have simcha. Like the Gemara says, Rav Abu found a new braisa, and he had tremendously great simcha. Sovu panav, his face was shining, that he found something like that. But if you don't understand it well, still in the level of chokhmah. You know, you got it, but it's only like a flash. You don't understand it. It's not revealed openly to you. You're not going to get simcha. Simcha is when you understand something clearly. Yet, bina, even though simcha is a revelation, yet, bina is called alma diskasya. Like it says in Zayav and Vayetze, Zel ho yavit. So, bina has simcha, which is gilui. At the same time, bina is alma diskasya, the concealed world. So he says like this, Zel ho yavit is alviyim. That was the avid of the levium. Like it says, v'oved alevi hu. Shemam shich and bechinus hu. Okay, so it says in the pasuk like this, "Va'aved alevi hu." It simply means the who means him. The va'aved alevi hu, the levi does his avodah. But he says, Alter Rebbe is explaining here that "Va'aved alevi," meaning what is the avodah of the levi? who to be revealing the level of who. What is who? Shemamshich and Mechinas who, which is Alma Diskasi, which is hidden worlds. Who means, you know, you is revealed. Who is him? That means he's not in front of you. Him represents something which is really distant. So it says, what's David of the Levi in the Beit HaMikdash? David of the Levi in the Mishkan Beit HaMikdash was to reveal the level of Alma Diskasya. Like it says, Lo'atik amalubesh b'b'chinas mehelem b'bina. Mehelem alagiloi, that's the level of the revelation of the Helem. Who is Helem? Remember, like we said, there's Zeh, and there's Koy, and there's, you know. So you have to be, who is the level of concealment? And David of Alevi is to reveal that concealment. How do they do it? Through the singing of in the Levium of the Beis HaMikdash and wine, which is a level of Bina. In other words, what was Aved of the Levium? Other place says Gevura, but it's all in the same line anyway. It's all the left side. So it says Aved of the Levium was to reveal concealment, and that's the level of Simcha. Like it says, Simcha is when it's revealed. Zau Inyin. Yayin amasamach elukim vandoshim. That's what the Pasuk says. Wine makes Hashem happy and people happy. What does it mean? How does it make Hashem happy? People, I understand, you drink wine, you get happy. What's Hashem? He said, because maybe elukus li de gilu la noshim, because it reveals elukus. What is wine? Gilu yahelim. In fact, the whole wine, the making of wine is gilu yahelim. The wine is in the grape, concealed, all you see is the grape. And then you squeeze it, so then you reveal the wine. So wine refers to the avodah of revealing elukus in the world. That's what Hashem wants. So when elukus is revealed in the world, it makes Hashem happy, so to speak. It's a, what do you mean happy? It's a gilui. Like you said before, what simcha? When I'm happy, you see it. Anytime a person's happy, it's noticeable. So what's the level of simcha? Simcha is the level of the Levium of revealing godliness into the world. How does that work in levels? Like he said before, through Bino, when he understands the greatness of Hashem, his soul will become inflamed in the revelation of godliness. That's, by the way, why he says, why does physical wine make a person happy? Why did they wish to make that wine is a level of making somebody happy? So he says, because wine is a level of Bina. And Bina is understanding of Elokus, meaning the revelation of Elokus. Like the Gemara says, Nichnas Yayin, Yotzasei. When wine comes in, secrets come out. So again, what's the whole Inyan of wine? Secrets is helam, concealment, that's why it's a secret, and you reveal it. So that's the union of yayin.
Bracha of wine and grapes went to Yosef, not them. What should have been when you get the bracha?
No.
The red eyes, this, that. I mean, you should have gone to them.
Yayin, the Levium didn't drink wine. They weren't allowed to drink wine and work in the Beis HaMikdash either. Also, to a certain extent, the Shikur was not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, that means the Revius of wine. A Kohen, Denker, Revius of wine was not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. It means if made Kiddush, you couldn't work in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, so therefore, what's the inyan of Nisuch HaYayin? The concept of Nisuch HaYayin is revealing Elokus in the world. So what was the difference between wine a whole year and Aveda of Zman Simcha Seinu, which is also Nisach HaYayin? He says it's the analogy of a person. When a person gets affected and happy by something, Alpha became Yochali is a simcha, his parents etzi, behelim is a losik. Sometimes a person could be very happy and you won't necessarily notice it right away. She had teichidot of cheder v'simcha, but ain't a gilu lein kol, because he's not affected by it. Avok shen is bol v'nismach me'ed meizad davar, but when a person becomes affected by something, as azayin yeder simcha lein kol, umeranin umerakid v'regel, he starts dance, meaning like this. You have a simple thing. Let's say a guy's kid got engaged. Yes, yeah? So he's very happy. But you don't see it until the wedding. The action simcha dancing. So you can be the simcha, but it's not actually revealed yet until your mamash affected that the actual wedding when you have to pay the bills. That's when you get the simcha. And he, you know, claps with his hand. It can't be any more concealed. So therefore, what's the difference between wine pouring a whole year and wine pouring on the Yom Tevim? He says, "Kol Hashanah, the whole year after Nisbol Me'alukus Ein Tzaborch Mamali Kolam Saving Kolam." And even though he becomes affected by Alukus, Alpha Bikenu Behel and Metzle is concealed. Shared Asim Chamisalim Bakeli Bakeli Magbilos. Normally, during the year, you can have a limited simcha in a keli. But when the simcha becomes affected, like we know, simcha paid its gedder. Simcha breaks all barriers. But sometimes the simcha is still in the barrier. Like we said, before it becomes openly affected. Avo b'chag ha-sukkos. Nere simcha selenko, but on sukkos, that level of nisach hayayim is where it becomes a little revealed. So ha-erb and ke'a keli, mach mesreb gedulis era simcha. So what happened? Because of the great open simcha and the level of gilui ahelam, it becomes openly. And he says, the simcha zuhi arash godol. And that simcha, once it comes out into the open, is like with a big commotion, just like in Gashmias, it comes out into the open, and it becomes like with the it's open commotion, so to speak. Kain v'yaisim ikain. Hu adin on vadika beruchnias. So how much more so? Is it in ruchnias, sheirev v'zishpachas? Lifne Hashem, like it says, eifanim berash godol. Okay, so why, when you reveal Elokus, okay, so what happens? It's all whole year, it's not openly yet. When it comes, the level of sukkis, so then it becomes affected and then becomes openly simcha. That's why sukkis is man simcha seinu. That was nisach hayayin a whole year. The gam sukkis and minaschim gam yayin also revealed poured wine. The nisach hamayim hu b'chaga sukkis levad. The nisach hamayim, though pouring the water, that was only on sukkis because they would do they would pour wine into a container, and they would pour water in another container, and then they mixed them together. You know, they had wine in a keli, and then they had water in a keli, and they poured it together. And therefore, like this, we said before, yayin causes simcha. So yayin is bina. Water is tasteless. You drink water, you don't get happy. Or maybe after a fast you do, but you don't get happy. So what's the level of mayim? Mayim is the level of chokhma. And therefore, chokhma is much greater than bina. Bina is still when it becomes revealed. Chokhma, there's no emotion yet because it's not revealed yet. So Mayim represents Chochmah, and Yayin represents Bina. That's the difference between Kohenim and Leviim. Like it says in the Zayar, the Yayim is Sitter the Levoy Osim, is Sitter the Kahana, Mayim Tzlila Nehidin. So Zayar says that wine is the side of the Levium. That's why the Levium sang, because Simcha, that's the level of wine. And the Kohanim is the level of Mayim. Why? Kitev HaMayim, what's the nature of water? Sheyodim Mimakim Gavaya Lamakim Namuch. Okay? What's the nature of water? Like Dalter Rebbe says at the beginning of Tanya, water comes from a high place in the sky, and it comes down. And that's the level of Kohen. Shashpo Yeredes L'Kohen Gadol. Umisham L'Chol HaKohanim. This level of Kedusha that Kohanim have, it comes through the Kohen Gadol. And it first comes to the Kohen Gadol, and then from the Kohen Gadol, it's spread out to all the Kohanim. What? Fire goes up, not down.
Only fire, that's the exception.
But that's where Levium were Gvura. Kohenim are Chesed, Levium are Gvura. So Kohenim are Chesed because the Hashpah comes down. That's water coming from a high place to a low place. But fire, Gvura, Levi, that's why Chassidus explains in it was a one time deal. The Levium, that's what got Mrs. Kairach angry, the final blow. The Levium were told they'd take a razor and shear the all the hair from the body, from top to bottom.
Is it going to happen again?
No, don't worry. You're not a Levi anyway. I got to worry about it, not you.
Yeah, I would like to see.
No, but the Levium become Kohanim, so so Mrs. Kairach got angry. Okay. No, so Chassidus explains why did the Levium at that one time deal have to. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu did it too. Seemingly, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Then it grew back. I mean, it was a one-time deal, yeah? But why? Because hair, we learned already, represents Gevurah. And therefore, if the Levium have hair, it's Gevurah, too much Gevurah. So they had to get rid of it. It seems so.
Did they have electric?
No, they didn't have electric. They didn't have Norel clothes. They had good old razors. Maybe Osara called the start of the chips of the heaven to hold it. It's a pasuk chumash. The Levium at the shake, from top to bottom. Kamei mezal kein gadol chel neiter chelik bereish midas reisha mashpia. Yayin ubechinas Levium shualah mimakim namoch lamakim gavayim ei. What's wine? Old Alter Rebbe says the opposite. Wine goes from a lower place to a higher place. Vegamkin laram mekala. That's what causes the singing. Berash v'shir, which is the level of his galus. K'may menazav ko bali ashir, yaitzim v'shir. Which is, it's a mishnah talks about animals going out on Shabbos. But it means that all the people of the song, that's what Chassidus explains at mishnah, go out with song. So therefore, like this. Mayim is mil mayla lamata. This causes the level of singing, which is bringing out your simcha. That's momato lemaila, because you're bringing out the simcha from within you. Their avodah was b'chashoy, quietly. In fact, they did it, nobody even saw what they were doing. They were all the way inside. Okay, so therefore he says like this. Kohenim and mayim, and in Levium were Yayin. Now, Kohanim are higher than Levium, so therefore Mayim is higher than Yayin. He says, "Kamei b'chinas Kohanim gavayim b'chinas Levium." Just say Kohanim are greater than Levium, like it says, "V'yalavu alecha v'yishasucha." The Levium were to accompany the Kohen and serve the Kohanim. Kach nisach ha-mayim gavayim made nailim nisach ha-yayim. So therefore, it's understood, if Kainim are higher than Levium, Kainim is Mayim and Levium is wine. So Mayim, which is Chochmah, by the way, is much greater than wine, which is Bina. Okay, so now, can you skip to the end of the parenthesis?
Is the level of
oil?
Oil?
Everybody's oil. Everybody's oily. Oil is the essence of everything.
Oil is higher than the two.
Oil is higher than wine, too. But that's that they didn't pour oil on the Mizbeach. I mean, it was only wine and water.
Right, whenever they poured wine and water, there was wine at the same time, right? They had to drain at the same time?
No, he said they had two pitchers and they mixed them together. That's known in he says, now we can understand that the difference between Kayanim and Leviim, Mayim and Yayin, is the difference between Teresh Biksav and Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh Biksav is Mayim. You don't have to understand Teresh Biksav. When somebody reads Tillim, they don't begin to know what the words mean. They still get a mitzvah of saying Torah. Teresh Baal Peh, you need to understand. That's Bina. Teresh Biksav is Chokhmah. Not only that, Teresh Biksav is the source. And then when you rip it apart, then you get Bina, then you get Teresh Baal Peh. That's what Teresh Baal Peh is, the understanding of Teresh Biksav. Torah says, time for a sign on your hand. That's all the Torah says. It's no explanations, no nothing. How, who, what, when, where. That's Teresh Biksav, the level of Chochmah. Teresh Baal Peh comes and makes it Bina, you know, understanding how, who, what, when, where, all the halachas and so on. So he says, the commandment Azal, call out Tatum. I'm sorry. Teresh Biksav urak b'chinas aseyas v'tzirufeihem. Teresh Biksav primarily is letters. Meaning, commandment Azal, call out Tatum shemesim shalakarivoch. The whole Torah is the names of Hashem. What are names? Letters. Meaning, Lochen Kolais Yesa Menuyes. Therefore, all the letters of Torah Shabbat, of the whole Torah Shabbat, except the 24 Svarim, yeah, is exact. Lebal Yad V'Yachse V'Chol Eis. You can't have another. It's already printed in all the books already. How many exact letters there are in Chumash and Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim? You can't have an extra. You had an extra letter in Sefer Torah. It's possible. Take off a letter. Torah Shabbat Peh. It doesn't matter, the letters, because the main thing is not the letters. The main thing is understanding of it. Like it says in Chassidus, that the Rishonim, basically each one said the same thing in different letters, in different ways. Like you have two people explaining the same concept with different letters, different words. And not only that, and therefore, every letter has to be exactly written correctly according to the size and shape and everything. And you can't have two letters touching, because then it's not two letters, it's one letter, if they're touching. Vinei, eis, yisei mechin is bina. Now the Rebbe is saying like this. Lechay Teresh Biksav is chokhmah, seemingly. Okay, but now he says like this. Letters, evachin is bina, like it says, pitach tola petuch echeisam. And about the tzitz, they should, you know, engrave in it, the engraving of a seal, like we say, see clearly. When understanding, bina comes into seich, and when seichu comes into understanding, then you get the level of letters. When you understand something, when you have chokhmah, an idea, and you want to explain it, to understand it, automatically there's letters in your thought, and then eventually it comes out in speech also. But it has to be letters, because anytime you want to understand something, bina has to be in letters. How else would you understand it? Avo b'chin is chokhmah, but the level of chokhmah is the ma'alim yisechel ha-musag embei b'chin yisei sedayim. But before you understand it, there's no letters yet. Letters is when I want to begin to understand it, so I take it and start putting it into letters to understand it, to explain it, and so on. V'zeu inyin, so here the Alter Rebbe is saying the opposite. V'zeu inyin eisis ha-teir shebiksav hi b'chin is bino, and therefore bina is called sefer Torah, like it says in the Zohar Vayakum. Hainu b'chinas eis is a machshava. Teda is the letters of machshava. Explain this says in Svetim. Ba'afo gavde reis mi chochma nafkis. So even though the Lecheira it says Teda comes from chochma, chochma sin shalagaj baruch hu, l'gavi amaitzu compared to Hashem is the level of chochma. L'gavi nivroim is the level of bina. Okay, therefore he says like this. What was the preparation for Matan Torah? 49 days of the Omer. And then on the 50th day was Matan Torah. So remember, the Jews prepared themselves 40, this Chamishim Shari Bina. Right? There's 50 levels of Bina. the Jews prepared themselves for 49 levels. And then it came to Shara Chamishim, Shara Bino, Vyema Chamishim, Shara Nun, and then Nitna Teira. Same thing we know Chazal tell us that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Chamishim Shara Bino Nivra Elam, Kulam Nitna Lamesha Chosir Achas. Hashem created 55 levels of Bina in the world. Everybody, all of them were given to Meshe Beno except one. The Gemara says, that's why the Pasuk says, Vata Chasreu Ma'at Melukim. Until him, right? But the Chasreu Ma'at Melukim, he was missing a little bit from Hashem. And therefore, it says in Chassidus Sforim that when Meshe Beno died, he was buried in Har Nevoi. Nevoi is Nun Boi. So it says in Chassidus, Avoida can only reach 49 levels. The Eden worked in the Midbar 49 days of Sfira. That was their Avoida, every day getting closer and closer. But the 50th, that has to come as a gift from above. Huh? No, Bina is not a Muna. On the contrary, what you understand, you don't believe. Emuna begins where Seichel ends. Something you understand, you don't believe. You understand it. So where does Seichel begin? Where does Emuna begin? As much as you understand, that's where Emuna begins. So if you understand more, your level of Emuna begins from a higher place. If you understand less, so your Emuna begins from a lower place. No, Emuna is different. Emuna is even higher than Chochmah. Because Chochmah is still Seichel. Chochmah is still Seichel. But Emuna is above Seichel completely. You tell you what?
Confusing at the end.
Huh?
Never said that Yain is Bina.
I know, he's not done yet. L'cheira, the way the Alter Rebbe seemingly was going, it would imply that Torah Shebiksav is Chochmah, and Torah Shebalpeh is Bina, and therefore, Bina is Aseus, which L'cheira should be Torah Shebalpeh, correct?
Right.
But it's just the opposite. In Torah Shebalpeh, letters don't matter. It's not the letter, the level of letters. Because you learn it in any language, it's still the same understanding. Chochmah is a level, Torah is a level of Aseus. So to be continued.